This is Girl Talk.
This is Girl Talk.
This is Girl Talk, a program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade,
connecting the minds of girls and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk.
This is Kendall. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Findlay Township.
And this is Tara. I'm also 12 years old, and I'm from Mount Lebanon. Jill Johnson, a woman from a small farm town in the Catskills, grew up to be much more than a farmer. An experience that might have led her to become who she is today was when her parents took her on a summer vacation to the beach.
And I think it was the fact that because my dad taught, he had the summers off, when we used to load up and go and travel, and I would be on a beach, let's say on the coast of Canada somewhere, and there would be all this stuff washed up on the beach, and I would be like, what is this? So I think that really that experience that my parents exposed me to was instrumental in my wanting to learn more about life in the ocean.
She became a successful marine biologist after having many inspirations as a child. Some of her inspirations were her ninth grade science teacher, her father's friend who was a terrestrial ecologist, and Jacques Cousteau.
I can remember watching the Jacques Cousteau specials about life in the ocean, and I just was smitten. He did an incredible job producing the programs around television and inspired me to be more interested in the ocean.
Although many women scientists have been discouraged because of their gender, Jill Johnson is an exception.
In my middle school years and high school years and then in college, I don't feel like I ever ran into anybody sort of saying, oh, maybe you should do something else. So personally, I think just being able to trust what you believe you want to do and sticking with it and just going for it and just assuming the door is wide open.
Jill Johnson is not currently working as a marine biologist, but today you can find her working on several projects as an exhibit developer in the Smithsonian Natural History Museum.
When working with new and unfamiliar projects, Jill is sometimes apprehensive at the start, but becomes more confident as she gains more knowledge about the subject.
It's been sort of challenging for me with my background in marine biology when I have to work on an exhibit that has to do with anthropology that I'm not that familiar with. I always get a little nervous in the beginning, and then I usually end up learning an awful lot about something I didn't know anything about.
After Jill Johnson graduated from college, she started her career as a marine biologist scuba diving off of the coast of Maine and field expeditions in the Caribbean. When she decides to leave the Smithsonian, Jill would like to get back into field work and even go back and get a doctorate degree. She is especially interested in fisheries management.
I think it's something that we really need to be concerned about because we're going to continue to harvest from the ocean. And so that's one area. And there's a lot of work that's kind of going on into looking at medicines that might come from the ocean, kind of looking at different organisms in the ocean and seeing if there's any potential for chemicals that might particularly be interesting in the medical field.
In Jill's perspective, areas of water that have not been explored yet should be investigated for possible discoveries. However, climate change and overfishing are constantly threatening many aspects of the ocean.
If things start going wrong with the ocean, it's going to have a huge effect on our entire planet.
Jill Johnson has the chance to work with scientists who enhance her workday.
She finds working with a small group very effective in the sense that she can understand other people's ideas and incorporate her own to achieve a common goal.
Working with some really very knowledgeable, passionate scientists is what I like the best about what I do.
Jill Johnson has always had the confidence to pursue her dreams and accomplish them.
All of the characteristics and experiences that have helped shape her life today will also help advance the future of marine biology.
You want to find something that you passionately care about because then it's not a job. It's even more than a career. It's something that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life.
Girl Talk is made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation and Dragonfly TV
with support from GCI Technologies
and is copyright 2007 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit www.braincake.org.